Last night, I went to the pub. Now, you may think that this is not exactly an unusual scenario. However, last night was different. Welcome to another week of the Mr. Science Show. My name is Mark West. And last night, I went on a tour of London science pubs. The pub crawl was held in association with the London Science Blogging Conference, which is being run for the first time this year. As a way of bonding us before the conference, which is being hosted by the Nature Network in collaboration with the Royal Institution, they thought they would take us out and fill us with pints of beer. The first pub we stopped at was the Jeremy Bentham pub. I chatted to Matt Brown, who is editor of the Nature Network, and was also our tour guide for the evening, about the first pub and what Jeremy Bentham had to do with science.
Well, this one's a little tenuous. So of all the four pubs we're going to tonight, this is perhaps the least scientific. Jeremy Bentham was a character from, I believe, the 19th century, who founded University College London, one of the major universities in London. He wasn't himself a scientist, but of course UCL is very famous for the science that goes on there. So I thought we'd start there. It's a nice pub as well, and a good place to meet.
The second pub we went to was the Museum Tavern, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. So the Museum Tavern is very close to the British Museum, which is world famous for all the artifacts from around the world that have been collected within its hallowed walls. But that collection was actually started off by a chap called Hans Sloane, a Londoner who was a big collector of things. He collected pottery fragments, things from the Roman Empire. He also collected botanical specimens from around the world. I believe he spent some time in Jamaica, one of the first Westerners to fully explore that island. He brought back many, many botanical samples from there and was actually one of the first people to introduce the cocoa plant to the Western world. And we can thank him for milk chocolate. He developed the recipe that mixed cocoa with milk to produce the wonderful Cadbury's Dairy Milk and other products are available, types of chocolate that you get these days. So his collections, as well as founding the British Museum, also largely contributed to the origins of the Natural History Museum, one of the world's most famous scientific museums. And his portrait hangs in that pub, and that's the connection. Again, slightly tenuous, but that's the theme for the evening.
And what's the current pub we're at?
We're now at the Ben Crouch Tavern. So this is a strange pub. It's kind of themed around horror movies and Dracula and Frankenstein and things like that. So on the face of it, not the most scientific of venues. But if you dig a little bit beneath the surface, you do find some good connections here. So Ben Crouch, whom this pub is named after, was a body snatcher. So way back in the 17th century, 18th century, dead bodies were a commodity that scientists and physicians in particular wanted to get their hands on. They wanted to dissect human bodies to learn how the body worked, about the physiology of humans. And grave robbers, people who would go around at night and dig up dead bodies, could make lots of money. They could make a killing, so to speak, from passing on these dead bodies that they dig up from graveyards and pass on to physicians. Ben Crouch was a famous, a renowned body snatcher. I don't believe he was ever caught, but he became famous as one of the pioneers and one of the greatest body snatchers of them all. And this tavern has been named after him because it's a chain of horror-themed pubs, and they look for local characters to name their taverns around. And they settled on Ben Crouch as a good example. But also here, you get your drink served in test tubes, which is the other connection to science. So if you order one of the cocktails here, it comes in a little test tube. So the chemists in the group are very happy with that at the moment.
I think my drink, unfortunately, has been served in a pint glass, which means it's the fourth of the evening, which means when we go to the next pub, I might be a little bit worse for wear. Where are we off to next?
Well, the next one is the real science. So the next one is the John Snow, no connection to the Channel 4 newsreader for the British audience. John Snow was a Victorian doctor who lived in the Soho area of London. And he had there was a big cholera epidemic in, I think it was the 1870s or 1880s. Lots of people around town in the thousands were dying of cholera. and nobody quite knew where this disease came from or what the cause of it was. And Jon Snow had this theory that it was a waterborne disease. It was drinking water that was causing people to catch the disease. And so he went to this in fact, he did the first kind of visualization of science. It's kind of like Google mapping that we do today, where he got all the locations of the people in Soho who had died of cholera, mapped them with crosses on a sort of early ordnance survey map of the area, and noticed that most of these crosses were falling around this particular pump, a water pump, in the middle of Soho. And so he theorized from this that the water pump was contaminated and this was the source of cholera. And so he went out and closed down this water pump. I can't remember exactly how he did it, but he closed it off somehow so nobody could draw water from it. And suddenly the cases of cholera in the area stopped. And this was some kind of proof towards the fact that it was the water in this pump that was causing cholera. And it was borne out. It turned out to be the case that the cholera epidemic was spread by drinking foul, infected water. And nobody knew this before then. And there's a pub in Soho, which we're going to go to next, on the spot of this doctor's surgery, very close to the water pump, which he identified the cholera disease in. The pub is built on that premises, so it's very, very closely tied and named after the doctor who discovered this.
Lisa, another girl here tonight, was telling me that the Jon Snow has very cheap drinks as well.
Yes, it's part of the Sam Smith's chain of pubs. I'm not being paid to say this for them, but a very fine chain of pubs, where one of their selling factors, especially in a city like London, where drinks are very expensive, they do keep their prices down. And I think you can get a decent pint in there for less than £2, which is very rare these days.
Just what we need. So we're at the Museum Tavern. What has this got to do with science?
According to Mr. Brown, our tour guide there, the founder of the British Museum, whose name escapes me, when he donated his collection to the museum, it included a great deal of natural history materials, type specimens, samples from all over the world. The botanical part of that collection later formed the beginnings of the collection over at the Natural History Museum. And there are still quite a number of type specimens for species and things like that were deposited at the British Museum.
And so our listeners know, where can we find your blog?
I'm at scienceblogs.com, the questionable authority.
There you go.
Well, I'm Bob O'Hara. I blog on deep thoughts and silliness, which says it all, really. And I'm here to drink beer.
So, Frank, you've left your choir practice to come here on a science tour of London pubs. What made you come and what have you found so far?
What made me come? Well, Nature Network is a fantastic organisation. I've been along to quite a few of their pub meetings and they're always very sociable and lively. I'm going along to the conference on Saturday, and I was hoping to do a bit more socialising here before the big event on Saturday.
So how can we find you online?
Well, I'm on Nature Network. I've got a profile there. So go on there and search for Frank Norman, and you'll find me in my blog.
What do you blog about?
Well, I'm a librarian, so I try to blog on the interface between science and libraries, and the title of it is Trading Knowledge, so I'm trying to pick the brains of scientists about what they want from libraries, and perhaps I can give them a little enlightenment about what the real world of publishing and publications is all about.
Okay, so where are you a librarian at?
I'm at the MRC National Institute for Medical Research in Mill Hill.
And how long have you been blogging?
Well, not very long, unfortunately. I just started beginning of August. I've been thinking about it for about 4 months, thinking this is something I really have to do. I finally took the plunge at the beginning of August. It's the quiet season, so I thought a soft launch would be good. But there's a lot of ideas in there waiting to get out, but it's just finding the time is the hard thing. I'm full of admiration for the people that can post blog entries every day or several times a day. I don't know how they find the time. For me, writing is quite a slow process.
Yes, well, they're unemployed, I think. I think that's where they get it from.
Yeah.
I think it's everybody's dream to be able to make money out of blogging. Have you spoken to anybody famous?
No. Oh, Matt Brown, of course.
Matt Brown, of course. And now you're speaking to Mark West. He's very famous.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Who's he? Yeah. Oh, is that you?
Right. No, that's me. We're speaking to Girl Scientist, who has been sent here by donations from her readers. This is something that I would like as well. She's been sent all the way from New York to London. Girl Scientist, is there anything you would like to say to your readers?
Thank you.
You know, you were far more talkative just 2 seconds ago.
Well, I think that thank you is just such a tiny way, a tiny thing to say for how I feel. I'm overwhelmed and overjoyed. What an experience. I'm so thrilled. This has been the best. I don't know if it's the best thing that's ever happened to me, but it ranks right up there.
Well, there you have it. Science blogging, the best thing that can ever happen to you. Thanks for joining me this week on the podcast. The website is MrScienceShow.com, and if you have any feedback or any comments, I'd love to hear it. Hopefully I'll see some of you tomorrow at the London Science Blogging Conference. Check that out on Nature Network. My website again, MrScienceShow.com, and that'll have all the links you need. My name's Mark West. Thanks for joining me.
So what's this for anyway?
Oh, whoops, a little red light's on.